Greetings, I'm Sevilla Mann, and this is Why's That?, where WMUK answers your questions about Southwest Michigan. We want to hear what you're wondering about at WMUK.org. I'm walking toward a simple wooden building at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. The staff members I'm with call it the Sugar Shack. It plays a role in the KNC's biggest event of the year, the annual Maple Sugar Festival. Full disclosure, WMUK is a sponsor. The Maple Sugar Festival used to happen the third weekend in March, but with a string of warmer winters in the last decade, the Nature Center's John Brenneman says they've had to move it to the second weekend.
And even then, moving it up a week, we've had a few years recently that the sap was pretty much done by the time that festival was happening.
Last fall, we asked you what you wanted to know about climate change in Southwest Michigan. Some of you asked how it's affecting local plants and animals. And between formal study and informal observation, scientists and naturalists have an idea of how the warming climate is affecting some species in the region. Let's start with birds. That's a hermit thrush, singing on a recording from the Macaulay Library Archive at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Many hermit thrushes migrate between cooler climates in the northern U.S. and Canada and warmer ones in the southern U.S. and Mexico. Brenneman says that since the 1970s, the Nature Center has tracked migratory birds' return to southwest Michigan.
We've noticed some of the species that are doing that short-distance migrants are coming back a lot earlier.
He says short-distance migrants such as hermit thrushes are coming back 2 to 3 weeks sooner than they used to.
And then we have birds that will be staying over winter that used to not, like sandhill cranes, can be seen year-round now instead of just during the breeding seasons.
Brenneman adds that long-distance migrants, birds such as orioles and tanagers that can travel as far as South America in the winter, are so far coming back to Michigan around the same time they always have. But he says that raises a question about plants and the food they provide.
We have a cherry tree that grows in our yard, and it blossoms, and then all the orioles in late April come and feed on those blossoms. But I'd say about 4 out of the last 10 years, the blossoms have passed and have gone before the orioles have arrived. And so they've lost out on that early nectar source.
Brenneman's not the only one at the Nature Center who's noticed plants greening up sooner than they used to. That has implications not just for birds, but for pollinating insects and other species that count on those plants for food. Speaking of insects, as the climate warms, some species in Michigan appear to be shifting their ranges. Kelsey Graham is a postdoctoral researcher in Michigan State University's entomology department. She says it appears that climate change is affecting bumblebees in Michigan.
Some of these northern species, like the yellow-banded bumblebee, are potentially kind of continuing to move north as we see climate change advance. So some of these species that were on kind of their southern edge of their range here in Michigan might disappear from the state as they kind of move farther north. And kind of the flip side of that is we might get some more southern species kind of moving into Michigan.
A similar shift could happen with butterflies. The Kalamazoo Nature Center's Jen Meilinger says scientists expected the endangered Karner blue butterfly to return to a restored habitat in the Indiana Dunes, but so far it hasn't.
But we're finding them moving farther north, and the thought is that we might start getting some of those more southern butterfly species filling in those empty niches.
Climate change might be affecting insects in other ways as well. The Nature Center's Ryan Kozatek says the hemlock woolly adelgid, which is invasive and feeds on hemlock trees, is turning up more and more in Michigan. That could be from people unwittingly moving it around. But Kozatek says it's possible that some recent winters haven't been cold enough to kill the adelgids.
What is known is that as we have warmer winters, it's less likely that there's going to be that climate check or that cold weather check on that species to kind of keep it from having those larger impacts.
In sum, we know that as the climate warms, short-range migrating birds are coming back to Michigan sooner. Anecdotally, in some years, plants are flowering earlier and maple sugar season is shortening. Bumblebees and butterflies may be changing their range, and warmer weather might be giving the hemlock woolly adelgid a bigger chance to munch on hemlock trees. Scientists don't have years of records for every plant and animal that lives in southwest Michigan. But while pinpointing exact reasons for a change can be difficult, the Kalamazoo Nature Center's Coleman Wilson says informal observations can help to fill in the gaps.
Your anecdote might not match exactly our data, but it is part of it. And just because it's a little bit different in your area doesn't mean the larger scale isn't changing in a similar pattern.
What we do know, Wilson adds, is that everything in nature is connected, and one change is likely to set off a cascade.
It's a web, so that's how climate change really can be a dangerous thing.
Send us your questions for Why Is That at WMUK's website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.